Hi, my name is Brian Goldsmith.
Christine Berry.
Thea Singh.
Geneva Harris.
My name is Jane Winsheimer.
Hi, my name is Lakshmi Andraka.
My name is Lance Wilhelm.
Hi, my name is Michael Scher.
My name is Morgan McCray.
Michael Matthews.
Hello, I am Poppy Seif.
Riley Kirk.
Sienna Stern.
My name is Virginia Lucas.
I go to Obama Academy.
Paul Montour High School.
Clareton High School.
I go to City Charter High School.
Chartres Valley High School.
I go to Bethel Park High School.
Fox Chapel Area High School.
Central Catholic High School.
Franklin Regional High School.
Oakland Catholic High School.
The Ellis School.
North Allegheny Senior High School.
Gateway Cyber.
And I go to Oakland Catholic High School.
While attending Christine W. Clareton Elementary, I really enjoyed watching young students learn how AI works.
While I was attending dye and spin, centrifugal forces, and color mixing, I really enjoyed being able to reconnect with my childhood roots by creating spin art, tie-dyeing t-shirts, and tie-dyeing frisbees in an environment in which I absolutely love to be, in which it happened to be at a library.
While attending the Green Infrastructure event, I particularly enjoyed how accessible the event and information were.
While attending Remake Learning at the lab, my favorite thing to do was making the puff monsters. We used like chemicals and had a lot of fun with it.
I think that my favorite part of attending the Greater Pittsburgh Festival of Books was that there were a lot of different events that we could attend throughout the course of the day. So there were different book sales, different lunch options, different authors speaking, and different writers and poets and musicians performing live.
I really enjoyed talking to employees at WQED Seal Town about how they use their programs to help educate youth in the area to gain access to the film industry and gain professional experience before they actually enter into it.
Shaming the Future, hosted by SLB Radio, was a great experience, and I truly enjoyed learning about the perspective of other teams that come from all different walks of life.
While attending the Remake Learning Days events, my favorite parts were seeing the all different types of people there who were young and old, and people coming with their families or with themselves.
I think Billy Porter was probably my favorite part because he was very inspirational and energetic.
Going into this, I honestly was not aware. Well, first and foremost, I wasn't aware of really what Remake Learning Days was. I didn't know this was a whole, you know, pretty much nationwide thing that existed and connected all of these events.
I discovered that there's so many learning opportunities for younger minds to use in the future.
I think that there are a lot of ways to engage youth in a fun way that our city and surrounding areas provide, and I think that is something really important to recognize and know about so that more people can be engaged in these kinds of activities and opportunities.
I found learning can be much more than your typical school days.
The learning opportunities that I discovered outside of school in Remake Learning Days region was all different sorts of things, such as music and math and STEM and art.
I don't know that I would have attended the Greater Pittsburgh Festival of Books prior to Remake Learning Days and being a youth ambassador, but I'm glad I went, and I think that it's something maybe next year that is still on my radar and something that I could possibly even volunteer for and help set up, so then I can be a part of it in an even bigger way than just attending it.
Remake Learning Days is important because as a whole, it has a ton of events that are fun, they encourage curiosity, and help kids and older teens explore their community.
Remake Learning Days is really important because it allows kids who maybe don't have the funds or the resources to still attend really cool events and learn stuff, and I think it's just really cool.
I think Remake Learning Days was important because it gave kids the opportunity to observe a wide range of new subjects and ideas. There were classes that ranged from working with animals all the way to computer coding, and I think that's a really great opportunity for kids to gauge their interests at such a young age.
At our first introductory meeting to being youth ambassadors, we all got a chance to introduce ourselves and talk about why we were excited to be youth ambassadors. And I remember that I said, I was excited to attend Remake Learning Days because I wanted to be able to project my voice, but also that I wanted to be able to hear other people and understand their perspectives. After attending all of it, I think that that's still why I went, and definitely still why it was important.
Although the events only go on for a month, Remake Learning Days opens up a world of opportunities for anyone willing to explore. By attending different events and interacting with others who have similar interests, new connections are formed and imaginations blossom. Remake Learning Days creates a pathway to ensure a more innovative and artistic generation.